يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ إِن كُنتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا فَتَعَالَيْنَ أُمَتِّعْكُنَّ وَأُسَرِّحْكُنَّ سَرَاحًا جَمِيلًا.
O Prophet, tell your wives, if you seek the world and its embellishments, then come and I will make some provision for you and release you in an honorable way.
This verse was revealed at a time when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was facing severe financial stringency, so much so that his household went without food for days. The circumstances that obtained at that time naturally perturbed the Prophet's wives.
وَإِن كُنتُنَّ تُرِدْنَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ أَعَدَّ لِلْمُحْسِنَاتِ مِنْكُنَّ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا.
But if you seek Allah and His Messenger and the abode of the hereafter, then surely Allah has prepared a great reward for those of you who do good.
يا نساء النبي من يأت منكن بفاحشة مبينة يضاعف لها العذاب ضعفين وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا.
Wives of the Prophet, if any of you commit flagrant indecency, her chastisement shall be doubled. That is easy for Allah. If any of you commit flagrant indecency,
this does not mean that there was, God forbid, any serious possibility that the Prophet's wives would commit any acts of indecency. The purpose of the statement was to simply make the Prophet's wives conscious of their high station as the mothers of the believers, and to remind them that they were expected to take due care of their dignity and distinguished position.
وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْكُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْنِ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا.
But whoever of you is obedient to Allah and His Messenger and does good deeds, Allah will double her reward. We have prepared for her a generous provision.
يَا نِسَاءَ النَّبِيِّ لَسْتُنَّكَ أَحَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَاءِ إن اتقيتن فلا تخضعن بالقول فيطمع الذي في قلبه مرض وقلن قولا معروفا.
Wives of the Prophet, you are not like other women. If you fear Allah, do not be too complacent in your speech, lest those with diseased hearts should covet you, but speak in a straightforward manner.
وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا.
And stay in your homes and do not go about displaying your allurements as in the former time of ignorance. Establish prayer, give zakah, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah only wishes to remove uncleanness from you, O members of the Prophet's household, and to purify you completely.
وَاذْكُرْنَ مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ لَطِيفًا خَبِيرًا.
Remember the signs of Allah and the words of wisdom which are rehearsed in your homes. Verily, Allah is all subtle, all aware.
To say that Allah is all aware amounts to saying that He has full knowledge of everything, including the most hidden secrets.